Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. I will be talking about the Zodiac Killer case that has never been solved. A letter came in that was coded with Greek symbols and more. The code was decrypted by Corey Starlepper. He is a hobby code cracker. When he solved the letter, it said, "Kill myself. Doctor, help me kill myself. Gas chamber. Our days questionable every walking moment. I'm alive. My pride lost. I can't go on living in this way, killing people. I've killed so many people. Can't help myself. I'm so angry. I could do my thing. I'm alone in this world. My whole life full of lies. I'm unable to stop. By the time you solve this, I will have killed 11 people. Please help me stop killing people. Please. My name is Leigh Allen." It was a genealogy website that helped me find the Zodiac Killer after decades on the run, and the police are hoping that the same technology might give them the break to finally solve the Zodiac case. Authorities throughout California have been trying to hunt down the Zodiac Killer for decades. The killer, who left residence on edge in the 1960s, has been definitely linked to 5 killings. The killer has apparently claimed he has killed over 30 people and sent crazy and detailed letters to news organizations that included cryptograms. The Zodiac Killer is a serial killer who made his attacks in Northern California from late 1960s to the early 1970s. We still don't know who the Zodiac Killer is after all these years. He killed people between 16 and 29 years old. On June 4, 1963, he killed a couple on a beach. The victims were Robert Dominguez and his fiancée, Linda Edwards. They were seniors in high school who decided to use Senior Ditch Day. When they didn't return home by Wednesday, Robert's dad was worried, so he went out to the beach and found both of their bodies lying on the ground, dead, near a very badly conditioned shack. They were bound with a rope. Robert was shot 11 times and Linda was shot 9 times. The first time they actually knew that it was a Zodiac killer is when he killed Paul Stein. Paul Stein was a 28-year-old student and a husband. He worked as a cab driver in San Francisco. At the intersection of Washington and Cherry Streets, the passenger shot Stein in the head and removed a piece of the victim's shirt. The man walked away just before the police arrived, but the police radio broadcast mistakenly described the suspect as a black man, and passing officers dismissed a white man resembling the correct description. Fingerprints found on the driver's side of the cab may have belonged to the killer, and a sketch was produced based on descriptions provided by witnesses. The case was considered a routine robbery until the office of the San Francisco Chronicle received an envelope with a letter from the Zodiac, which began with the words, "I am the murderer of the taxi driver." The envelope also contained a bloodstained piece of Paul Stein's shirt. Zodiac denied he left fingerprints and claimed the police sketch was inaccurate because he had worn a disguise. This mystery intrigues me because this Zodiac killer fooled all the cops in California big time. They never figured out who the Zodiac Killer was. It's understandable because during the 1970s, they didn't have the technology that we have today. Police are still trying to figure out who the Zodiac Killer is by using DNA. The DNA is from the letters he sent, and it will be found where you lick the top part of the envelope.